East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
Two workers have suffered severe burns following an explosion at an electrical substation in Pietermaritzburg. KwaZulu Private Ambulance Services says the blast happened this afternoon on Old Howick Road. Spokesperson Craig Buerta says the cause of the explosion is being investigated.
The first patient found in critical condition had sustained severe burns across their back and arms, requiring immediate advanced life support intervention. A second worker sustained serious burn injuries to both arms in the violent explosion. Both patients received comprehensive emergency medical care at the scene, with paramedics implementing critical stabilization protocols before safely transporting them to hospital for stabilized burn treatment and further medical care.
The South Coast is flying the blue flag high. It remains the region with the highest number of clean and safe beaches in KZN. Their status was confirmed at the 2025 awards held in Port Alfred on Friday. Reinkonyeni Municipality has 7, including Hibberdeen, Umzumbe and Ramsgate. Pennington Beach in Umdoni Municipality also got the nod. Reinkonyeni Municipal Spokesperson Simon April has praised all those involved in maintaining the world-class standards.
Reinkonyeni Municipality also received special recognition awards in Hibberdeen Beach with 10 consecutive years as a Blue Flag Beach, Umzumbe Beach 15 consecutive years as a Blue Flag Beach. The Reinkonyeni Municipality also received Green Coast Awards for Trafalgar Marine and also Leisure Bay. This achievement continues to position Reinkonyeni Municipality as a leading tourism destination and a true game changer in South Coast development.
On the north coast, Guadagusa has 4 blue flag beaches, which are Blythedale, Salt Rock Main Beach, Thompson Bay and Willard Beach. The 10 party leaders who are part of the GNU say they remain committed to national priorities. They've wrapped up a 2-day retreat at the Cradle of Humankind west of Johannesburg. President Cyril Ramaphosa and other party heads reflected on progress under the GNU's statement of intent. They also discussed national challenges like unemployment, crime and poverty. They've agreed to hold regular strategic meetings. And Israel has returned the bodies of 45 Palestinians to Gaza. Israel has agreed to turn over the bodies of 15 Palestinians for every deceased Israeli hostage returned. Since the start of the ceasefire, Hamas has released the 20 surviving hostages and begun handing over the remains of 28 captives who are dead, among them a Thai national and a Nepali. Israel has accused Hamas of dragging its feet in returning the bodies, while the Palestinian group says the process is slow because many remains are buried beneath Gaza's rubble. Durban 31 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 35, Richards Bay 33.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Springboks need to beat France on Saturday to maintain their number one ranking. Yannick Sinner is back to world number one after winning the Paris Masters, and Sunderland host Everton in the Premier League tonight.